Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Spooky nighttime stories, where we share your stories, my stories, stories of the ghosts, sometimes behaving badly, sometimes benevolently, sometimes doing all sex and that sort of thing and all. If you want to contact the show, contact me on the Patreon site as we share your spooky nighttime stories. Now, Johnny, this is a curious one. I'm going to say line two. It's not line anything because we've got a gentleman on Skype called Andrew, and he wanted to get in touch. He's so desperate to tell us his story. He's phoning in from Florida, and he's on Skype. Hello there, the first ever. We've never done this before. It's a world record. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Oh, you sound almost like you're sounds like beyond the celestial realm. What's the time over there now?
It's just gone 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, where are you from? Because you've got a slight American burr, but you're definitely English.
I am English, you're correct. I'm originally from Newcastle, so up in the north of England, but I've lived in the States for about 5 years now.
And what do you miss about the Northeast?
Real ale.
Take your time.
Real ale.
Who?
Real ale.
Real ale. Yeah. And what about, what do you like about the States?
Well, the weather's a lot nicer.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper as well.
Yeah, the birds are nicer, are they?
The birds are lovely, yes. Very nice indeed.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well, we could stay talking this shit all day. Why don't you tell me the spooky story? Music, please, Johnny. Shoot, Andrew, shoot. Actually, I don't say that to Americans very lightly, because they're likely to, aren't they? But go on, tell us the story.
A lot of guns about, a lot of guns.
Yeah, a lot of guns.
Yes, so I remember it very vividly. It was the 10th of October, 2012.
Yeah.
I was in Canada, unfortunately, on a business trip in Montreal. I'd just been out for a couple of drinks and I got back to my hotel room.
Yeah.
I was just getting myself ready for bed and everything started dropping off the sideboards. There was glasses flying, cups flying everywhere. And I was pretty convinced that it was some sort of poltergeist that was in the room. It was very scary. It eventually stopped after a few seconds, and no one believed me. No one thought it was a poltergeist, and everybody the next day kept telling me it was an earthquake. So I was very confused.
Was there an earthquake, Andrew? I'm bound to ask.
I was told there was, yes. Yes, so it's possible, but it certainly felt like a poltergeist.
What made you think that it was a poltergeist?
Well, I've never had a glass thrown at me before.
thrown at you?
Yes, that's what it seemed like.
F***ing hell. Well, look, what I think it was, Andrew, is... I mean, do they have earthquakes in Canada? I suppose they do.
Well, I was reliably informed the next day that it was 4.5 on the Richter scale, so yes, I suppose they do.
Yeah. So, Andrew, are you, in fact, just confirming that it was actually an earthquake?
I don't know what it was. It was definitely otherworldly or underworldly.
Underworldly?
Yes.
And did you want me to sort of find out whether it was spirit or whether it was an earthquake?
Yeah, if you could contact somebody and just let me know whether it was an earthquake or whether I did have a visitation.
Right. Let me ask Tarawak. I mean, he is an Eskimo, and they do have Eskimos up in Canada, don't they?
I think so, yeah. The further north you go, yeah.
Okay, just bear with me for a second, Andrew. Yeah, Tara, I've got some fucking joker on here, and he's trying to make out it's a poltergeist. Clearly there was an earthquake. Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. A weak story, yeah. Rather weak. Just a second, Andrew.
Okay.
I'm not going to... He's taking the trouble to Skype in, isn't he? Yeah, I know he's crap. I know it is. I don't really know what to say to him now, do I? Don't shake your head at me, Tara. I didn't fucking put him through. It's a great story, Andrew. We'll be back with you in just one second.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to cut him off. He's taking the trouble to fucking... Yeah, he's probably an earthquake. What am I going to tell him? Yeah, it's probably very spooky. Just a second, Andrew.
Okay.
Yeah, Joker, absolute Joker. Yeah, clearly there's been an earthquake. I don't know whether he wants to just get his voice on the radio. I don't know what it is. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Tarawak says it was a ghost. Well, thank you so much, Andrew. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
And good luck in the States.
Thank you.
And what are you going to be doing today?
I'm just working today. Nothing
exciting. What did you say?
Working.
Oh, sorry. Working. And what do you work as, Andrew?
I work for a medical device company as a business manager.
Oh, well, there's a lot of money in that, isn't there?
There is, yes.
Yeah. What's your biggest seller? Is it Viagra and that sort of thing?
No, it's medical devices, not sex aids. No.
What sort of devices, like things like lowering yourself into the bath, that sort of thing?
Actually, mainly bariatric beds.
Bariatric?
Yes.
What's that?
Fat people.
Oh, well, that must be I suppose that's quite an area where you live, isn't it?
Yes, there's a few large people in the States, that's for sure. Never short of clients.
Who's the fattest person you've ever seen, Andrew?
902 pounds.
What's she that was, in metric?
A lot. I think she was about 50 stones, something
bloody
like that.
Bloody hell, that's bigger than giant haystacks, isn't it?
Yes. She didn't last very long in the bed. She died.
What?
She died.
Oh.
Well, the longer they stay fat, the more money I make, so that's...
Well, that's an absolute bonus.
Yeah, I would like them to stay fat, because then I make them fresh.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much. On behalf of all of us fatties, we're raising a glass of lard to you.
Thank you very much, Clinton.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Rachel is one of those girls who, well, sees herself as destined for pop stardom. In other words, she's wasted loads of time writing derivative tracks with, frankly, adolescent lyrics, whilst chucking loads of money down the toilet on demos and that, and emailing them off to record execs who put them straight in their trash if it doesn't just automatically go into the spam. And then one day, she got lucky. Lee, a bloke she bumped into in, of all places, at a local. At first glance, sure, he looked like an alcoholic tramp, but no, not a bit of it. It turned out he had his own record label, and in between spending hours in the pub hoovering up pints of Stella and at least 40 Lambert and Butler every day of the f***ing week, he said he was producing some of the world's top acts, like U2, Coldplay, and that Robbie Williams off of Take That. There, above a butcher's in Aspel, just outside Wigan. Who'd have thought it? Oh, yeah, it may have looked like he was a Workshire boozer who was often barred for pissing his pants because he couldn't be asked to leave his stool and that, but no. No, he assured her that that was because he was all, you know, all artistic and that. Rachel couldn't believe her luck. And when he said he'd be willing to hear her demo in return for a double Glenfiddich and a glimpse of her pants, she was delighted. Lee, what a stroke of luck to meet him. A month ago, she sent Lee a new demo and agreed to have some sexy new publicity photos done with a mate of his, Barry, a top US photographer in Preston, any night just as soon as his parents went out. These are exciting times. And the icing on the cake? Before passing out last Friday night at the pub, Lee fixed up the biggest deal of Rachel's life. From his own mobile phone, he managed to get Jay-Z on the line, and Rachel is supporting, in Lee's words, Robbie Williams, Stormzy, the Beatles, yeah, whoever you want, really, like at Glastonbury this summer. It just goes to show what happens if you're in the right place at the right time, are willing to buy an artistic doll sponger type, loads of drinks, and occasionally say something a little bit naughty to keep his interest up. It's, well, it's a lovely story in the rarefied world of international pop superstardom. Good luck, girl. We're going to line four. I say line four. We've only really got three lines. I'm pretending. But we've got someone phoning in, and he's called Jason. Jason, you've got a spooky story, am I correct?
I have indeed, Clinton. Yes, very, very spooky.
Where are you phoning from, first of all, Jason?
Well, I'm in the West Midlands.
Oh, whereabouts?
I'm in a place called Sandwell.
Oh,
very nice.
I know, shit all. Jason, what have you got to tell me?
Well, I got to tell you, Clinton, and this has been bothering me for a long, long time, OK? So this goes back a few years.
Yes.
I was invited out to a bit of a barbecue party, you know, like you do. Yeah. And I was given a bit of a tour of the village where my friends had moved to.
Oh, my goodness. Scary music, Johnny. Scary music.
Come scary on. Music.
Slow it down. He's got very actorly tone, Jason. Were you ever an actor?
I'm not an actor, no.
That's a lovely voice.
I acted pretty scary, I tell you. Let me come to the point, Clinton. I walked into this church.
All right, none of the preamble. Just get on with it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, come on.
I certainly will. Well, there was somebody sitting behind me in the pews. Not real. Kept tapping me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Tapped me on the back of the head. I didn't know what to do. So I raced to get out of this place. They'd locked me in. They knew damn well about the ghost that was in there.
It was in a church?
In a church, yes.
You were...
So they've said to me, look, go in this place and sit in the back pew.
Yeah.
Sit in the back pew, which I did. I thought it was a joke. I mean, I'd had one or two, Clinton, let's face it.
Yeah.
But definitely, definitely, a very unearthly presence.
And who was it who set you up for a fall here?
Two old friends of mine from my school days.
And they said, they're at the barbecue, yeah?
Yes, yes. And they said, look, we'll take you to the church.
Yeah.
You're into all this stuff. We're not. We think it's a pile of old rubbish.
Yeah.
And we'll put you down and see what you think about it. Well, I was scared to death, quite honestly. I couldn't get out quick enough.
What did the apparition look like, Jason?
Tall, wide, a little bit aggressive.
Wide?
Wide, yes, and it was definitely aggressive. It definitely had that feel about it. It wasn't friendly at all. So I don't know what it was doing in a church.
And it was a man?
I think it was a fella. Funny-looking woman if it wasn't a man, yeah.
But do you remember the look on his wide face, or...
It was anger. It was anger. Big eyes, you know, big angry eyes.
And you
tried... The sort of thing you'd see...
Yeah.
Well, you know, in these undesirable areas where you've got people that are going crackers.
I know. I don't know whether we're allowed to... Johnny, are we allowed to say crackers nowadays?
I don't know.
Get the book out. He's got the PC book out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nutcase, he's saying. You're allowed to say nutcase. Yeah.
Nutcase, yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, spasmohica flekans. Now, can I ask you this? Your friends who set you up with this, well... apparition, ghostly figure. And I've heard about a lot of this sort of stuff before and I've experienced it, Jason.
Mm.
Did they think... presumably they knew what this thing was. I mean, were they not scared? Did they think it was funny?
They were very scared. Well, they thought it was hilarious because I was in there, but they were very scared beforehand. They tried to hide it, but I could tell.
Was it a well-known apparition, a stroke ghost in...
For that village, yes, it definitely was. But nobody could tell me who it was.
No, but they had heard of this apparition.
They had heard of it, definitely.
It wasn't that you'd had some undercooked chicken at the barbecue or something.
I barely had a bite to eat, Clinton, if I'm honest with you.
Really, because you were shaking when you got back?
Oh, I was shaking. I really was. Well, I didn't want to do the rest of the day, let's face it. It was that bad.
Can I ask you this very, very quickly? When you say your friends know you're into all that sort of stuff, I mean, is this sort of stuff that conjures with your mind all the time, or was this the start of, an interest in the supernatural?
Yeah, I was interested in it beforehand, and I'd had a couple of experiences as a kid,
right,
which I'd sort of discounted.
Right, okay.
You know, the bump in the night sort of stuff, but yeah. I discounted all that. I was told, don't be ridiculous, grow up, there's no such thing. But I always knew that there was, and I had no secrets to hide about that, you know.
All right, well, I am getting a vibe from you, Jason, that you do have a gift...
Oh.
It's in your benefice to use that gift. I just wanted to say benefice there, but...
Yeah.
If I see if I can just telepathically pass my supernatural powers to you, give me a number between 1 and 10.
I say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah. Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Three.
Another one.
Seven.
Yeah, you see, we're very much on the same par. Yeah, feeling it. And I think you've got a gift. One more out of ten. One out of ten.
Astounding, Clinton.
Yeah, so, look, Jason, good luck with it. If you do experience anything else, do get in touch with me. And I'd say to your friends, I would disown those friends. If they've invited you to another barbecue, tell them to sod off.
Right. I certainly, Clinton, an absolute honour. Thank you so much.
I want to thank
you. Do you think I should go and develop this now? What do you think?
Develop it in what way? Your skills?
The gift.
Very much so. But please try to avoid some of the trade shows I do, because it's already slightly overpopulated and I've got a mortgage to pay. I don't think you're quite as good as me.
I wouldn't steal off you, Clinton.
No, all right. Fine. Well, look, best of luck, Jason. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clinton. Thank you.
And may the spirits be with you, my son.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. I think you'll agree it's been quite hair-raising, but also strangely comforting. Join us next time. And don't forget, if you do have a story you want to impart to us, contact us at this Patreon site. Thank you so much to all patrons. Goodbye. 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 Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.